Welcome back to Gavel Talk, a Model UN podcast. I'm Devansh Pandey, your host. Today we'll be talking all about why and how you should do Model UN. In episode 1, we talked a little bit about what Model UN can do for you, so if you haven't listened to that, you should go back and listen. Today, we'll be talking more in depth about the benefits of MUN and the best ways to start participating. Let's get started. Alright, so let's begin with the biggest question you might ask yourself when you're thinking about doing any extracurricular, whether it be Model UN or a sport or debate. Why should you do it? What skills does Model UN give you? How does Model UN help you in your future, in high school, college, and beyond? And that's actually a really good question, and I touched on it a little bit in my previous episode. There's a lot about Model UN that gives you the skills you need to succeed. For example, Model UN gives you really, really strong research skills when you're researching to write papers called position papers that you submit to your chairs. And that is their initial evaluation of you as a delegate. And so you need to have strong research skills, or at least develop strong research and writing skills to write effective position papers and really understand your country when you're representing in that committee, and understand topics and understand solutions. And Model UN gives you a lot of more nuanced skills when you're doing diplomacy with other delegates, when you're trying to gather votes. Those kind of skills are very important when whatever job you're working in, or whenever you're in college, when you have to get other people to agree with you, have to get people to see eye to eye with whatever you're proposing. And so in that, Model UN is a really helpful way to learn some of those skills. But Model UN has a lot of other advantages. And one of those is it's really tight-knit community, especially if you're in an area or school where Model UN is common, like the West or East Coast, or where I live, the Bay Area. So in the Bay Area, we have a couple of really big conferences like Berkeley Model UN and Santa Clara Valley Model UN. And in those conferences, you very often see the same delegates over and over, or at least recognize a few delegates from last year that you especially liked or got along really well with. And it's really, really fun to be able to see those same people who you know and have interacted with and know as delegates and maybe as people as well, and see them competing with you or working with you in a committee, or just seeing them around at different conferences. So I think that getting to know a lot of different people on your circuit is a really rewarding part of MUN. And in that same note, if you have a school that does MUN or particularly cares about MUN, I mean, just getting to know other delegates who are passionate about the same things that you are, whether it be international relations or whether it be current events or whether it be government or research. There are a lot of different important topics in Model UN, and you can really often find people with similar interests or similar passions that you want to meet and you want to interact with. So there's a really big community part of MUN. And if you ask most delegates at my school, I'm sure they'd tell you how amazing or even life-changing MUN has been for them, just because of how important it is to them and how amazing the MUN community is. And it's just that. It's a ton of people who genuinely care about these topics that they're representing, or genuinely care about international relations. And it's just really, really interesting and really, really fun to see all of those people and talk with them and interact with them. So those are a couple really good reasons to do Model UN. And I would encourage anyone to try Model UN out. Go to a conference, check it out. See if you like it, see if it seems interesting to you. Model UN doesn't require a lot of the research that other activities do, even though research is an important part of MUN, especially for more beginner conferences or when you're starting out. You don't have to do very much research for your conferences. And in practice conferences, for example, you don't have to do that much research for your conferences. So MUN is really an activity where you just throw yourself into it, try it once or twice, see if you like it. Chances are you will. at least in my opinion, it's a really genuinely interesting activity to do, and you should absolutely do it. In the next part, we'll return with talking about joining your school's club and organizing or being part of school and small local competitions. And then finally, after that, we'll talk about doing Model UN on your own and bigger competitions that you can register for. We'll be back. We're back, and we're going to start talking about joining your school's Model UN club and being a part of your school's Model UN delegation. So, again, this depends largely on where you are and what kind of school you're in. Many private schools have Model UN programs, and a lot of public schools that are located in urban or suburban areas will have Model UN programs, especially those that are in the Model UN hotspots. For example, no Northern California, like the Bay Area, or Southern California, Los Angeles area. There's also important MUN circuits near New York and DC and in parts of the South. But in general, your school is going to has a good chance of having a Model UN program that's already been established by someone. So the best bet for doing Model UN and participating in the activity is to figure out how to join that club or class. So many schools have Model UN as a club or extracurricular, but a few have Model UN as a full-fledged class that you can take. And if that is the case for your school, I would strongly suggest trying out MUN and seeing if you like it and if it interests you before jumping in and taking the dive on that class. And so if that is you, listen for the next part where we will be talking about doing Model UN on your own. For right now, let's talk about joining your school's club. So again, a lot of high schools have Model UN clubs, and there are something like 180,000 Model UN delegates. It's a decentralized activity, so we don't know exactly how many, but it's in the range of above 100,000, 150,000 delegates in the United States alone. And that includes middle school, high school, and college. So what's really interesting about Model UN is that it goes through all three of those levels. And a lot of middle schools, not that many, but a decent number, have already existing Model UN programs, and that's even more true for high schools. So first, your first step, if you want to try Model UN out, is to figure out if there is a Model UN program at your school. And a really good way to do that is to look at social media. Is there an Instagram page for Model UN at your school? Or on your school's website, is there a club page that has Model UN in it? And if there is, but you don't know how to get to it, then perhaps try emailing the advisor of the club or figuring out what room it meets in and if you're in person going there. So there are a lot of ways to try to join that club. If none of those work, then try to contact someone who you think might be doing MUN or know someone who's doing MUN and figure out who has started the MUN club in your school, because I'm sure they'll be looking for new delegates to bring in and teach all about Model UN. So there are a few ways to join your school's club, but once you're part of your school's club, your school will likely go to some conferences. And it really depends on what circuit, quote unquote, your school is in. But if it does follow one of the bigger circuits, then you'll likely be going or have the opportunity at least to go to a few medium-sized or big conferences each year, or even one or two really big conferences each year, with hopefully smaller conferences in between. And those are your opportunity, especially your smaller conferences, to learn more about Model UN. If your school hosts practice conferences, then that's your opportunity to go there and just be with others from your school, people who you might know, people who you might already be friends with, and be a delegate and understand from being there. Otherwise, if your school doesn't hold a practice conference, then again, you can listen to the next section where we'll be talking about doing Model UN on your own, or you can talk to your school's leaders, your Model UN Secretary General or President, whatever they call themselves, and see, Does your school host a practice tournament? And if so, can you go to that practice conference? And if they don't, have them or ask them to start one or volunteer to help start one if you're an experienced delegate. So there are a lot of ways to get more involved with Model UN as part of a school. So in the next part, we're going to be talking about doing Model UN on your own outside of a school and some tips for how to do that and where the best ways to do that are. Stay posted. Welcome back. Now we'll be talking about doing Model UN on your own. So this is for anyone who wants to get more experience in Model UN, for example, because their school hasn't gone to many conferences this year, or also anyone who is just genuinely interested in doing MUN, but their school doesn't have a program and they can't start one. So it's really for anyone who wants to be part of conferences on their own. So just a note beforehand, I'm going to talk about a bunch of different conferences, and there will be links to all of them in the show notes or episode description, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever platform you're listening on. So let's start with a few free conferences that have evolved or began because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And these are generally run by high school students, but they're run pretty well from my knowledge. I've attended a conference called VIMUN, spelled VIMUN, again in the show notes, and I had a lot of fun there, and it was really well run. It has a few partner organizations that have the same mission and ideals, and those were also founded out of COVID and social distancing. So there are very aptly named conferences called Stay Home MUN and Social Distancing MUN. I've also tried a conference you might find if you do some research called OMUN or Online Model United Nations, but unfortunately my committee wasn't run very well. And it follows a very different procedure from the UNA USA you might be used to, so your mileage may vary there. So yeah, there are good free options if you're looking to get more into Model UN. And I know VIMUN is not run every year as most conferences are. It's actually run every few months, so you can get a chance to get a lot of Model UN experience in a very high quality way. There's also paid conferences. And let's talk about Best Delegate for a second, because they are kind of the guru of the MUN world. They have a ton of different articles on the best ways to do MUN and how to get better at MUN. But more importantly, they have virtual conferences and virtual programs. So most of their virtual conferences have finished for the year because it's near the end of the MUN season. But I participated in one conference of theirs, and it's quite high quality. It's run by college students, I believe, and it has a lot of good, strong staffing and good topic backgrounds, and is generally an informative and helpful conference. They have two beginner conferences that you can still sign up for the month of May. And those are conferences for absolute beginners or anyone who's not done MUN very much and is interested in getting to know MUN more, getting a better understanding of procedure and how to do MUN. And then they also are running a tournament of champions for those who have won an award at a sufficiently large conference. And they explain how to be qualified for that tournament of champions in their own description. And I will link to that in the show notes. So absolutely check that out. And those are certain to be high quality conferences, but that tournament of champions, for example, is $100. So these best delegate conferences are relatively expensive. You also do have other options, such as high quality programs across the both of the coasts, such as Berkeley Model UN, Davis Model UN, USC's Model United Nations Conference on the West Coast, as well as Harvard MUN, and then Empire MUN and NYU's Model UN in that area, as and you have North American's Invitational Model UN and Georgetown Model UN in the DC area. So there are a lot of really good options in terms of big conferences to attend, and there is a advantage of this that you get to meet some of the best chairs and some of the best delegates. But unfortunately, many of these conferences are very expensive, on the order of $100 or $200, and a lot of them won't let you sign up as an individual delegate. So most of them have concluded for this season, but next season you can contact them closer to then or even right now, and you can ask if they allow you to join as an individual delegate. So go without being part of a school. I know Berkeley Mon does allow that. So you can register for Berkeley Mon entirely by yourself and be an independent delegation, which is really interesting. And I did that for a couple of years when I was in middle school. So yeah, there are a lot of really good options for doing Model UN on your own and participating in Mon even without the flag of a school, or even without being part of a school's club. So you should absolutely look at each of those options. Fourth time I'm saying this, but those are linked in those show notes. So absolutely look at those, click on those links, check out those conferences. I promise I am not being paid for advertising these. They are really interesting conferences and absolutely can give you an opportunity to understand Mon more and get better at Model UN, especially if you are new to the activity or want to get to know how it works more. So that's it for the episode. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify if you're able to do that. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you are back for the next episode. Bye.